February export results for U.S. beef and pork, which were just released by USDA, were lower year over year, but improved from January, when exports were hit hard by a labor dispute in the West Coast ports. Shipping congestion on the West Coast also had a significant impact on the February results, but conditions have improved since a new labor agreement was reached in late February, and USMEF President and CEO Philip Tseng says that's good news for the meat industry.
We're still down double digits, both from the pork and the beef complex, 10-11% respectively. But when we take a look at where we were in January, there is a slight uptick. And I think the biggest thing is the psychological boost that's come from this. I was in Asia just a few weeks ago, and not knowing when the dispute was going to be over with, people were not interested in really talking or pursuing orders. And now with the dispute more or less behind us, what we're starting to see is a lot of that interest rekindled.
High-value chilled exports have been hit particularly hard by the West Coast congestion, and Tseng says an aggressive marketing effort is required to win back this business.
For example, in Japan, they would say we have roughly a 45-day shelf life on chilled pork and basically about a 60-day shelf life on beef. And so anything that would delay the shipment of these items puts it in jeopardy. And so I think pork was probably impacted more than beef, but both sectors suffered as a result of this. So having some normalcy return, and of course we saw the chill orders come back quickest, this is what is really encouraging. For us, that's what one of our key leverage points in the international markets is selling the chilled product, because that advantages vis-a-vis the Europeans who cannot supply chilled because of the distances. The Europeans, especially in the pork arena, they've been very, very active in Asia, not only since this labor dispute, but since our onset of PEDV. They've been really trying to ensconce themselves in these markets, and so there's going to be a lot of work done in order for us to regain our market share, both in the beef and the pork complex.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.